Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the things you do. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. I was down,
boots and announced that Sally couldn't go to the meeting. He went on cleaning his blue Rolls Royce and she ran inside a weeping. She got to a room and tears splashed a picture of a new messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and threw it on fire.
She knew from the start deep down in her heart she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your heart is to be what you'll be.
The theme of the sermon was, come unto me and love will find a way. So Sally decided to ignore her dad and sneak out anyway. She spent all afternoon getting ready and decided she'd try to touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and talk to her this Sunday.
She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be.
She arrived at six and the place was swinging to gospel music by nine. Group after group appeared on the stage and Sally just sat there crying. She bit her nails, looking pretty as a picture right in the very front row. Then a DJ wearing a blazer with a badge ran on and said, here we go.
The crowd went crazy as Tommy hit the stage. Little Sally got lost as the police tossed the crowd back in a rage.
Soon the atmosphere was cooler and Tommy gave a lesson. Sally just had to let him know she loved him and leapt up on the rostrum. She ran across stage to the spotlit figure and brushed him on the face. Tommy whirled round as a uniformed man threw her off the stage.
She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be.
Chair and blood trickled down, mingling with her tears. Tommy carried on preaching and his voice filled Sally's ears. She caught his eye, she had to try, but he couldn't see through the lights. Her face was gashed and the ambulance men had to carry her out that night.
The crowd went crazy as Tommy left the stage. Little Sally was lost for the price of a touch and a gash across her face.
16 stitches put her eyes and the doctor said, don't say I didn't warn you. Sally got married to a rock musician she met in California. Tommy always talks about the day the disciples all went wild. Sally still carries a scar on her cheek to remind her of his smile.
She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be.
Such a shadow on the both of us. I can't see myself through you. It's no use. I've been struck, stupid, floundering for far too long. I've not found the strength to see nor the urge, cause I'm too scared. You'll agree that we need to talk. The rings are off, they're off for both of us. It's right here in front of me. I can for the life of me read the signs, read your mind, read your lips, read your diary. Everything is all at once with you, dear. I can see where the now starts and the next begins. Coupled with your majesty, there's your heart. There's an unflinching kindness I won't forget. So smash it up and start again. There's still time to call everything that was good for us. Here.
plate, so there's always more than one. Plastic is forever.
Plastic is forever. Washington. I'm Corva Coleman. A soldier opened fire at Fort Hood, Texas yesterday, killing three soldiers and injuring 16 others before killing himself. Officials do not have a motive, but they say it does not appear to be terrorism-related. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Officials have not released the soldier's identity, but NPR has confirmed his name is Specialist Ivan Lopez. He was a military truck driver, spent some time in Iraq back in 2011, and was being treated for depression and anxiety. Lopez shot the soldiers at a building, then from his car, then at another building before being confronted by a female MP. She drew her weapon, and Lopez pulled his .45 caliber handgun from his shirt and killed himself. Lopez self-reported a traumatic brain injury and was undergoing an assessment for PTSD, though had not been diagnosed. Officials said there was no indication he had been wounded in combat. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The State Department is raising concerns about the man Iran has reportedly tapped to be the next ambassador to the United Nations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports some lawmakers have urged the Obama administration not to issue the diplomat a visa.
Hamid Abutalebi, who's been Iran's ambassador in a few European capitals, was reportedly part of a group that occupied the U.S. embassy in Tehran in 1979. He has denied playing a role in the seizure of the embassy. Still, State Department spokesperson Marie Harf says his nomination as Iran's U.N. ambassador would be extremely troubling.
We're taking a close look at the case now, and we've raised our serious concerns about this possible nomination with the government of Iran. I'm not going to get into specifically how we've done that, but we have done that.
She wouldn't say whether the U.S. would give him a visa, but points out that as host nation of the U.N., the U.S. generally has to admit representatives chosen by member states. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Ukraine alleges former President Viktor Yanukovych worked with Russia's security service and Ukrainian forces to kill more than 100 demonstrators this year. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the Ukrainian government's account of the killings is disputed.
Ukrainian prosecutors, interior and security officials are investigating the killings in Kiev's Independent Square, which were initially blamed on the Berkut riot police, since disbanded. Acting Interior Minister Arseniy Avakov says several members of one police unit are already under arrest. Avakov says Yanukovych issued, quote, criminal orders that led to the bloodshed before he fled to Russia. The deaths, especially those caused by sniper fire, have been disputed. Inconclusive video images are being used to suggest that either pro-Yanukovych forces, Russians, or ultranationalists among the opposition were to blame. Avakov says the previous regime did its best to destroy any evidence trail, so the investigation will continue. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Kiev.
Pilots for the German airline Lufthansa are on strike for a second day. They're demanding a resolution to the dispute over wages and retirement ages. You're listening to NPR News. Police in Pakistan say a bomb exploded near a convoy carrying former military ruler Pervez Musharraf. NPR's Philip Reeves says it detonated along a route the convoy planned to use to take him home from a military hospital.
Security officials and Musharraf's lawyers say the former president was the target of this bomb. A police spokesman told the AFP news agency the device was in a pipe by a bridge on the edge of Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. It exploded shortly before Musharraf's convoy was supposed to pass by during the night. So far, no one's claimed responsibility. Musharraf was the subject of several assassination attempts during his nearly 9 years in office. Monday, he was indicted for treason. Yesterday, his situation worsened when Pakistan's government refused his demand to be allowed to leave the country. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.
President Obama has approved a major disaster declaration for the Washington State mudslide area. Search teams continue to comb the debris field for any victims. As many as 18 people are still missing. The number of dead from the mudslide is now 29. The mudslide struck Saturday, March 22nd, near the town of Oso, about 55 miles north of Seattle. A powerful winter storm is moving through the upper Midwestern states. The same storm that brought blizzard conditions to South Dakota is now in Minnesota and Wisconsin. New snowfall there could reach between 6 inches and a foot, with some possible whiteout conditions. Further south, a storm system with warmer air will trigger thunderstorms from Louisiana north to Ohio. The National Weather Service warns there could be powerful wind gusts, damaging hail, and perhaps tornadoes. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for
You're listening to SKR, South Kootenai Radio. On the airwaves of the World Wide Web, broadcasting out of the Creston Valley. SKR, South Kootenai Radio.
I couldn't resist him. His eyes were like yours. His hair was exactly the shade of brown. He's just not as tall, but I couldn't tell. It was dark and I was lying down. You are everything. He means nothing to me. I can't even remember his name. Why are you so upset? Baby, you were there. And I was thinking. You wouldn't want me to be lonely. How can I put it so you understand? I didn't let him hold my hand. But he looked like you. Guess he looked like you. No, he wasn't you. Trust me, this ain't infidelity. It's not cheating. Oh, you were all.
You ain't too smart. Around the house, you're the fastest little woman I know. But the folks in the honky tonks are getting your best show. I can't get it together. I just can't see. You're either true, mama, or you're cheating on me. And I think you're cheating, man. In fact, I wish I could get you.
In the evening, in the evening, baby, when the sun goes down. In the evening, baby, when the sun goes down. Ain't it lonesome, ain't it lonesome, baby, when your love is not around, when the sun goes down. Last night, as I lay asleeping, I was thinking to myself. Last night, as I lay asleeping, I was thinking to myself. Well, the one I love, the one I love, she's in love with somebody else. Well, the sun rises in the east. Yes, and sets in the west. Well, the sun rises in the east, babe. Yes, and it sets in the west. Which one is loving you the best when the sun goes down? Sweet and loving baby, yes, you know I'm going away. Well, I'll be back to see you some old rainy day.
She drinks just like a woman, and she aches just like a woman, and she waits just like a woman. Yeah, but she breaks just like a little girl. Queen Mary, she's a man. Yes, I believe I could see her again. And nobody has to guess that baby can't be blessed. Yes, she sees her finally, and she's like all the rest. In her fall with her amphetamine,
and it burns. And she tastes just like a woman, and she wakes just like a woman, and she aches just like a woman, but she breaks just like a little girl. It was raining from the first, and I was dying out of thirst, so I came in here. And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is there's a pain in here. I can't stay in here. Ain't it clear that I, that you don't hear? Yes, I believe it's a time for us to quit. And when we meet again, introduced as friends, please don't let on that you knew me well. I was hungry and it was your world. Like a woman, and you wake just like a woman, and you make love just like a woman, but you pray just like a little girl.
Love her too much, words to say. When I see her guess she's more than I deserve. And she gets me where I live. I'll give her everything I have to give. I'm talking about that humming river.
so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home.
Around. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio.
Yourself out, man. Said, I'll know if you've heard.
Coleman, a shooting at Fort Hood in Texas.